Hey, folks, this is a special edition of the Lincoln Project podcast today. It's an interview we originally filmed about Hurricane Helene disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda being spread by Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and others. That is a real travesty and a real tragedy for the people that are working so hard to recover in Western North Carolina, North Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina. And it is something that we really wanted to make sure that folks had front and center. We are about to see another iteration of that horrible distortion of facts. Hurricane Milton is headed towards Florida right now like a freight train. It is a Cat 5 as we speak. We are hoping it will reduce in strength by the time it hits Florida. That would be the best case scenario, but it is going to be a catastrophic hurricane no matter what. We are very concerned about our friends and family in that area. I have friends and family in that area. We're hoping they're evacuating now. If you are under an evacuation order anywhere along the coast inside the strike zone, and folks, that pretty much means from Cedar Key up in the north edge to Fort Myers in the south edge, Tampa and Sarasota look like they're in the center of the strike path right now. If you were in those areas and asked to evacuate, please do. It is already saturated. The water levels are already completely up from the Hurricane Helene. You've got to get out if you can get out. And right now, as we record this on Monday afternoon, you need to get out now. If you're going to go, please go. This is the real one. This is a big one. If it hits as a 3, it will be absolutely catastrophic. If it hits as a 5, the damage will be unspeakable. We will not recognize a big part of Florida. So folks, I hope you'll watch the clip that follows, because you will see how politicized Donald Trump and his allies made Hurricane Helene. And I want, hopefully this will help inoculate some of that before we have to start cleaning up after Milton. Thanks again. And if you are in the strike zone, please evacuate when ordered. Thank you.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Folks, there's one thing in America that shouldn't be politicized, and that's a disaster. And Hurricane Helene was an epic disaster. It swept through Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and South Carolina also took significant damage. But the path of the storm went through the states I listed first. Immediately, the governors in those states, Republican and Democrat, swept into action. Immediately, Joe Biden and the federal government swept into action. They didn't wait. They didn't sit around. They didn't, you know, decide that whether these were red states or blue states. They jumped right in. Now, every disaster involves a lot of moving parts, involves a tremendous amount of deconfliction, a tremendous amount of resource allocation. There are people that do this professionally, and they're brilliant at what they do. My biggest concern of the week, in a lot of ways, is the tidal wave of misinformation fueled by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Republican activists, and MAGA media influencers over what was happening in those states. You now have millions of people in North Carolina and beyond, frankly, convinced that FEMA is letting red states die, that FEMA is not delivering aid to North Carolina because immigrants. Oh, by the way, pardon me. I'm in Los Angeles today. There is some traffic noise. It's sort of par for the course. I apologize. But this idea that FEMA can't provide aid because it's all been given to immigrants.
We're missing $1 billion. They gave them to the migrants that came in. And now we don't have the money. We'll do it. But they don't have the money to take care of. That's why they're giving you lousy treatment in North Carolina. Kamala spent all her FEMA money, billions of dollars, on housing for illegal migrants. They stole the FEMA money just like they stole it from a bank.
They've given over $1 billion to illegal migrants that came in, and now they have no money.
All of it is a lie. Elon Musk saying to Pete Buttigieg, oh, you know, pilots can't get in to deliver Starlinks. And you know what? They could. The fact that there was a NOTAM issued that some people couldn't read, a notice to air missions is what it's called. It's a federal airspace document that is issued during a whole variety of things, weather crises, you know, security movements, all that stuff. The fact that they didn't understand what the NOTAM meant and how to operate within the NOTAM was not FAA's fault. It was their fault. Pete Buttigieg, though, had to spend time taken from this recovery effort to jack off Elon Musk so he could feel better and play his role as the new right-wing bitch boy. All of these people, Donald Trump leading the charge, of course, have come together
for one purpose. It's not to help the people of Georgia and North Carolina and Tennessee and Virginia and South Carolina and Florida. It's to complain. It's to try to frame an issue so they can try to snatch back a state that they had lost because of Mark Robinson in North Carolina. That's the whole purpose of this agitprop you're seeing. Men and women who come into these rescue situations. Oh, and I want to add in the other organizations that come in, like World Central Kitchen with Chef Jose Andres, the Cajun Navy with the boat rescue stuff, the Virginia boat rescue folks, and of course all the mutual aid trucks that come in from around the country, as they did in Florida this year during Helene, and we're extremely grateful for that. But all these mutual aid trucks that surge into the states to try to help rebuild the power infrastructure. All these people are doing heroic work in a tragic place and a tragic situation. None of it is helped. Not one person is given a home faster or fed sooner or has their power turned back on, or their parent or their grandparent or their child get medical care sooner by false and deceptive and propagandistic posts on social media from assholes who don't give a shit about normal human beings. There's a strain in the gotcha of social media where they believe if they have something, they're going to beat on it and beat on it and beat on it and beat on it until the next thing comes along. 2 weeks ago, the most important thing in the world in right-wing social media was the alleged Haitians eating the dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. And that was some exemplar of the failures of the Biden administration and the moral decay of America.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Of course it always goes away. Of course it's always bullshit. Of course it's always a lie. So they jump right away from that to the storm in an attempt to make Biden and Harris look bad. It's absurd. You know why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris didn't surge down there and get on the ground in the first 24 hours? Because FEMA doesn't want them there. Because the National Guard folks don't want them there. Anytime a president or vice president has an official movement, it requires hundreds and hundreds of people, dozens and dozens of law enforcement just on the site. Those people right now were doing important jobs in recovery and rescue. Those people were doing important jobs to try to turn around the damage Helene had done to these communities. But when Donald Trump flies into Valdosta, Georgia, and stands in front of a collapsed building and gives a 20-minute rant, an incoherent rant that got into the usual subjects of Hannibal Lecter and Kim Jong-un or whatever else the hell he was talking about, it wasn't about helping the people of Valdosta, Georgia. But they sure did take the bricks of a collapsed building and build a podium for Donald Trump. Every advanced guy in the country was like, ooh, tacky. But second off, it didn't help anyone. This is Donald Trump's equivalent of throwing paper towels. He didn't give his own money in these states. He started a GoFundMe administered by his own fundraising director to provide resources to these states. We don't know what it's going to do, who it's going to go to, how they're going to spend it. We have no clue. Trump's saying he's bringing in tons of equipment and supplies. It's a lie. He didn't do it. And so this is the closing stage of this campaign, and Trump is looking for anything that's going to knock down Harris and knock down Biden again. And all of it, to my mind, it's sad and it's tragic and it doesn't help people, but it really should be a lesson for you, not just about the moral vacuity of Trump and his campaign and of his big cheerleaders. It should remind you that there's a massive propaganda machine always running, always hungry, always looking. In the ocean of social media, the MAGA system is a giant great white shark. It's always stalking for food. It's always eating. It's never sleeping. It's always looking for a tragedy to exploit. And you see the impacts of these things, and the consequences is that all across Facebook in particular, where a lot of Trump's voters are given their social media gravity, and Twitter, over and over again, you see these lies repeated. Over and over again, you see these absolute fake images of like Trump wading through the water, holding supplies, wearing a safety vest, of a little girl in a boat crying, holding a puppy. All this AI garbage you're seeing, we'll see more and more of it as the decades go on. It will become almost indistinguishable. It will become, you know, the equivalent visuals to real life soon enough. But for right now, they still show the weird AI artifacts, like the long fingers and the weird faces. But this idea that this machine is always out there, something you really have to pay attention to. This idea that Fox will take every story, for instance, and there's a great barometer of what's really happening. The other day, the New York Post and Fox ran a story about Brian Kemp complain. I mean, it's like, Kemp blasts Biden. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He said they're doing the best they can. They're getting stuff in here as fast as they can. You know, we need more. They took the we need more and turned it into an attack. It was a lie. It was a lie. So you got all the governors in these states, right? You got a Republican governor in Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, Virginia. And those governors have been saying, no, we're getting everything we need from the Biden administration. FEMA's doing a great job. The National Guard's doing a great job. All the teams are helping us in every way they can.
President Biden called Sunday night and promised whatever we needed through FEMA. And Federal Administrator Criswell called, I think, sometime around then. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg called, I think, 2 days ago, providing whatever help he could provide.
Roy Cooper, the Democratic governor of North Carolina, is saying the same thing.
Thanks to you and the Biden-Harris administration, state and local officials, volunteers, private organizations, this has been a massive, unprecedented response.
The one bitch in it, of course, is Ron DeSantis, who has been running around politicking this week. He's not been working the problem of the tremendous damage that was done to our friends in Clearwater and St. Petersburg and Sarasota and Tampa. That seems to be something he's just sort of waving off. He was trying to be the hero in this fake dock worker strike that was a Trump scheme also. But he's complaining and bitching, even though he's getting everything he needs. Now he's like, oh, I need more money. Well, Ron, maybe you shouldn't have spent so much state money shipping immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. And maybe you shouldn't have spent so much state money handing out favors to your friends in the developer community. But that's just me. But look, guys, there is nothing here that tells you more about this than the fact that Elon Musk is the amplification mechanism now of all the amplification mechanisms.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
Elon Musk is using Twitter, not because he feels some deep-seated sense of loss and regret for the tragedy that struck these families. He's using Twitter because he's an asshole. He'll probably kill my account at some point for saying these kind of things. But the guy doesn't strike me as someone with like the milk of human kindness running through his veins. But he does strike me as somebody who's been so red-pilled now and will take and amplify the worst people on the internet, okay? The worst possible people, lying, saying the worst, most absurd things, amplified them and turned it into a truth in the minds of millions of his followers. And that ramifies out, again, to Facebook and Instagram and other social media accounts. And if you go on Facebook, you will see lurid tales. You know, FEMA is hiding 20,000 body bags. They don't want people to know how bad it is because it will make Biden look bad. Come on, people. Come on. A little bit of discernment and reading comprehension would be very helpful. Getting off Facebook would be very helpful for most of you also, because it is for the 50 plus Republican voter, Facebook is the petri dish of every insane viral idea that is promulgated by the Russians and by the Trumpers. Oh, but I repeat myself. And by the conspiracy loons. Oh, but I repeat myself. And it is really something that when you look at it objectively, you're like, how can anybody believe that? How can anyone believe that? People ask me all the time, like, why is this race close? It's because people believe things they see on Facebook and on Fox. This propaganda machine that is out there is the most sophisticated and powerful and targeted in history. Nothing else comes close. Nothing else is even in the ballpark of the neighborhood, of the range, of the vicinity of close. Nothing. You know, people thought, Mr. Hitler has a propaganda machine. Yes, it was on AM radio and print newspapers. It was ineffective compared to today's propaganda machines by several orders of magnitude. These algorithmically driven traps that people find themselves in the MAGA world. And look, can left-wingers fall in those traps too? Sure they could. Absolutely. 100%. But the machine is built to move right-wing voters. Its DNA is back in Cambridge Analytica. way back in the golden days. 26 days still as of this recording for Steve Bannon to be released from prison, which he then goes immediately back on trial and will probably go back to prison. Couldn't happen soon enough or long enough to a worse enough person. And by the way, Steve-O, those crimes aren't going to get pardoned by Donald Trump because they can't be. Yay. All these people that are pushing these lies have a machine behind them. It's really important when your relatives and your crazy uncle on Facebook and those people start confronting you and say, what about this? They said that, you know, FEMA was shooting people, shooting National Guardsmen trying to help their neighbors. Telling them it's a lie is hardly enough anymore, but pointing them at what the governors of these states are saying can help. Pointing them at legitimate facts and fact checks can help. Those things really can be important. But I mean, when you've got a person like Marjorie Taylor Greene, with 2 million or so followers on various platforms, coming out and saying, of course they can control the weather. First off, they, I presume in her mind, are the same people who own the Jewish space lasers. The idea has bubbled up in MAGA world that somehow Joe Biden used this hurricane with some nefarious direction and was able to send it to red states and red areas of red states to harm them. I know you're saying to me like the same thing I said when I said, like, the fuck is this? Is she truly insane? Well, yeah, she is truly insane, and she is truly stupid. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, it makes Kat Turd and Jim Hoft and Dan Bongino look like a sit-down of Nobel Prize winners. She is truly a stupid person. And those few people are profoundly stupid, profoundly dumb. But she also knows that she's part of this machine. She said that because she knew it would get a lot of clicks, a lot of views, a lot of responses, a lot of people going, what the fuck is wrong with you? She liked it. And look, I responded because I like to fight with her because it bothers her that people will call her out very directly. I engage in a political theory called cut the head off the snake. And if you've got to pollute these people's timelines when they say something absurd, Matt Gaetz is another one of these guys that's doing this sort of absurd claims online that is driving all this right-wing propaganda, this MAGA agitprop. You have to call them out and point out the absurdity because it does sort of pollute their message. They want a hermetically sealed thing where only their followers see a message and no one says anything different, and off they go to the races. But we don't control the weather, folks. If we could control the weather, I suspect that Joe Biden would not have been directing this hurricane through North Florida, but rather through a particular neighborhood in a certain country club in South Florida. But unfortunately for us, we don't control the weather. And the lives of hundreds of people that were lost in the storm is a tally to just how dark and stupid and evil that sort of assertion really is. These people that do this sort of thing, it really goes back to what I said in the very beginning. They place no value on human life. They believe that the tragedies that have befallen hundreds of thousands of people and the hundreds of lives that have been lost and the thousands of people who have lost homes and the long-term damage to the roads and the bridges of a part of the country, especially Western North Carolina, that I dearly love. Spent so much time out there in my life, and it is heartbreaking to see the towns that I really love, Burnsville, Spruce Pine, Micahville, all these places, Asheville, take so much damage that will, some of it is never going to be recovered. Some of it will never come back. Some of it is done and gone. And these people exploiting that tragedy, weaponizing that tragedy for their own political goals, it's low, it's repulsive, and it's insulting to the thousands, tens of thousands of men and women who have flooded this area from FEMA, from the National Guard, from the Defense Department, from the state emergency response units, from the FAA trying to get airports reopened, to the World Central Kitchen guys in Asheville feeding the rescue workers and feeding the emergency responders. It's insulting, deeply, deeply insulting to the volunteers who are helping out in neighborhoods and in feeding centers and soup kitchens. It's insulting to the people rescuing the people still, as of today, out of their homes. It's insulting to the people recovering the bodies of the dead from their homes. It's insulting to the governors of these states, Republican and Democrat, who are doing everything they can to help their people recover. It's insulting to the president and to the vice president by trying to put a tragedy on their shoulders that they've responded to impeccably. It's insulting to the people who, these mutual aid guys who are stringing up power lines as fast as they can. It's insulting to the road building folks who have flooded in from all over the country to try to reopen roads and highways so we can get rescue folks into isolated communities. You should remember this. These are people that create these lies, create these propaganda campaigns, and create these insults because they don't give a shit about the victims of a storm. They don't give a damn about the cost of the storm. They don't give a damn about the hard work being done to rescue and recover. They care about a political outcome. That's all they care about. And they are truly some dark people in that regard. And they're on the enemies list in a really permanent kind of way.
And good luck.